America's Roman Catholic cardinals are headed to Rome for 2 days of meetings with Vatican officials. The meetings begin tomorrow, and they were called to deal with a crisis in the church over the sexual abuse of young people by priests. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
You've been talking with some of the cardinals and other church officials. What do they expect from these meetings in Rome?
They're very concerned, Bob, that the expectations are high, a sense on the part of the American people that the Pope has called the cardinals to Rome to read them the Riot Act. And in fact, it's really the opposite. It's the American bishops who have gone to Rome and tried to explain to them how big a crisis this is, and telling the people in Rome that they need to do something dramatic, like call the cardinals there. As of last week, they weren't even sure they would see the Pope. There's very little understanding, they tell me, of how much this has impacted the American church, and very little sense of the legal jeopardy that some of these bishops and cardinals are in. I had a conversation with a cardinal who was already in Rome at the end of last week, who was telling me that they were busy teaching common law to the people in the Vatican. So I think there could be a real problem here of expectations raised in day.
So you believe American church officials understand the depths of the crisis?
I think they're catching on to it. Certainly the legal situation they're catching on to is as various jurisdictions are subpoenaing them and they're forced to pay big liability settlements. But as to the people in the pews, I think that priests are telling them, and also they're beginning to have sessions with lay people. Cardinal McCarrick in Washington called in a variety of us lay Catholics last week. And they're also seeing the polling, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll showing that the unfavorable view of the Catholic Church in America has tripled in the last year. The ABC poll showing 70% of Catholics say that this is a crisis, and the same number saying the church is handling it badly.
New York's Cardinal Edward Egan and Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law addressed the subject over the weekend.
And of course, the two of them have been somewhat at the center of this. Cardinal Egan sent a letter saying, if in hindsight it turns out mistakes were made when I was Archbishop of Bridgeport, then I'm sorry. I don't think that's going to do it, Bob. One of the things that the bishops are being told is they need to say in very clear tones how sorry they are. Maybe hold a national day of penitence, begging the forgiveness of the flock. When they meet in Dallas in June, perhaps they might say something like that. Cardinal Law finally came out of seclusion to say Mass and said this was a wake-up call for the church, but there's a very strong sense on the part of a lot of people that he has to go, that he has become the face of this crisis in America. Obviously, the Vatican does not want to be in a position of seeing the public run a bishop out of office, so it's very dicey and has to be handled carefully, but the other bishops seem to understand what Cardinal Law's situation is.
Any possibility of changes to the celibacy law or to the ordination of women?
I certainly don't think ordination of women any time, probably in my lifetime, but it is interesting. The Pope seemed to take the celibacy issue off the table, and the bishops put it right back on. Before they left, several talked about celibacy on the air, saying it is a discipline, not a doctrine, talking about the fact that there are married priests who come from other religions and in the Eastern Rite. So they seem to be talking about it, and I think they understand that they need to do something.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.